What do you make of this, then? Why do you think senators are still calling for Assange to testify over these claims of Russian meddling, even though he's repeatedly denied any links to the Kremlin?
Yeah, it is kind of puzzling why they would want Julian Assange to testify in these hearings. His previous statements all pretty much refute the official story in the United States establishment, in the U.S. media, and the Democratic establishment. So there's two problems. One of the main problems that they have, the United States, if they have Assange testify, is that he may possibly give information that would destroy the sort of mainline conspiracy theory that the Russians hacked the DNC servers and they stole the emails and handed them to WikiLeaks. That's the whole Russiagate case, more or less hinges on that sort of conspiracy theory. So if Julian Assange comes and testifies and destroys that narrative, I don't know where that's going to lead the current U.S. political polarization is completely wed to that narrative. So is this maybe some other political forces at play in the United States? Are there moves being made possibly to, put the cap on this whole Russiagate thing that's been going now for 2 years? It's difficult to say.
It is. I mean, just on that point, too, we keep hearing that Russia's behind this. But in fact, former US intelligence officials do contend, don't they, that the DNC hack was an inside job. It wasn't Russia.
Sure. Julian Assange himself alluded to this point a number of times over the last 2 years, especially in the immediate aftermath of that incident as well. So I think it would be very enlightening if he did testify. I think it would be fantastic on many levels. If it happened before the midterms, it could have some kind of effect, perhaps, on the results. But then if it doesn't go one party's way, they might blame Julian Assange for meddling in the U.S. midterm elections. Who knows? Or the Russians by extension. But if it's done by remote link, then there's the issue of his safety exiting the embassy. That's not going to be a big issue, although that's on the table. Discussions are happening now. His lawyers are in talks with the Ecuadorian embassy, and the Ecuadorian embassy is guaranteeing his safety. If he is released, they want the British authorities to guarantee his safety. So there is some bargaining going on between Assange's camp, Ecuador, the UK, and the United States. There's a lot of leverage here, especially on Julian Assange's side, so there are deals to be made.
Sure. Would you anticipate then that Assange would agree to testify? I mean, do you see it's in his interests?
I think it is absolutely in his interest. I think he wants to testify. He's stated in previous occasions that he's willing to testify, provided that the interactions and it meets a high ethical standard. That might be a problem, though, in the United States, because they seem to be having issues with anything of a high ethical standard at the moment in Washington. So that's a slightly bit dicey there. But if he is ejected, or he does leave the embassy and he does so with some level of immunity, that could also be something to look for in the future, that he would step out with some level of immunity in the agreement that he might testify on another round, perhaps, or another legal proceeding or another hearing, it's difficult to say, or another round of this current hearing, which this doesn't seem to be like it's going to finish anytime soon. We're now in our second year, but I think they'll want to wring this Russiagate thing out at least until after the midterms.
Sure. Before we go, Patrick, we should remind people there are plenty in the US that do believe Russia was up to no good during these presidential elections. In fact, just last week, heads of the US intelligence and security came up with a joint statement. We can listen to that now.
Self is in the crosshairs.
Pain by Russia to try to weaken and divide the United States.
This threat is not going away.
To prevent foreign interference in our elections.
To prevent Russian and other foreign influence.
The Russians try to hack into and steal information from candidates and government officials alike.
Cyber attacks against voting infrastructure, along with computer intrusions.
Malicious cyber actors
targeting elected officials.
It goes beyond the elections. It goes to Russia's intent to undermine our democratic values.
Lots of accusations, but again, no hard evidence is presented. Are we going to see any anytime soon, do you think?
No, we're not going to see any, because if there was any hard evidence, I guarantee you it would have been on the table before the election, or at least in the weeks or months in the run-up immediately to the election, because if they had evidence, it would have absolutely killed the Donald Trump campaign in its tracks. So it would have come out. There is no evidence. We would have seen it by now. And if you want any... if there's any argument this isn't a partisan witch hunt, just look at the 10 Democratic senators who demanded that Julian Assange's asylum be revoked in violation of international law. All 10 of them are Democrats. So this is a completely a partisan witch hunt. It's been so from the start. And the Democratic Party, rather than having a come to Jesus moment and a moment of self-introspection and see what they did wrong in one of the worst presidential campaigns in history, instead they immediately blamed Russia and covered up the meddling that was being done by the Hillary Clinton camp with the DNC, derailing the Sanders campaign and the Obama White House's role in that as well. So I think that cover-up continues to this day. So they really need to hold this into place as long as possible, at least till after these midterm elections, maybe until 2020, but that would be a disaster for their party.